Hello to everyone from around the world. My name is Yaron Halevi and this is Soul Healing Journeying Around the World. And I would like to welcome you today to join me. And we will be traveling to Oregon, United States. And we will be visiting today a festival called Beloved Festival. And when we get to the festival, we will attend one of the workshops there. And as soon as we land, I will let you know which workshop we will attend. So I would like you to find a comfortable spot in your house, in your room, anywhere that is quiet. Make sure everybody knows not to interrupt you. Put your phone on silence or airplane mode. And make sure that you are sitting in a place where it's comfortable, maybe a sofa, maybe bed. If you need to dim the light, you should do so. And I invite you to find a spot in the ceiling and just concentrate on it. And as you do so, your eyes are starting to get tired, and if they are not, continue to stare at the spot. Some of you, while you stare at the spot will fade out and you will be able to see what's behind it. And however you do that, at this point, your eyes should be tired enough. And even if they are not tired, I invite you to close your eyes and relax. And take a deep breath. And as you let go slowly of the air, start sending relaxation to your body. I invite you to take another deep breath and as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation all the way down to your shoulders, your neck, your arms and your chest. On the next deep breath, I invite you to continue sending relaxation all the way down to your stomach and to your leg until you reach your toes. Feeling relaxed, and however you feel is perfect, I would like to invite you today to a journey of healing and love into the beautiful festival all the way in the mountains and forest of Oregon, United States. And this journey is a journey of healing and love, and everything you will experience today, including messages, vision, and wisdom, will be to support advancing healing and love in your life. And I invite you to pack a small bag for the journey so you will find yourself in your room or in your house Packing a small backpack for the journey. Notice what you are putting in. And do it quick. And when you are done, I invite you to go outside if you have a front yard, or to the balcony if you have a balcony in your house, or to the roof if you have a roof in your house. And the sun is shining, and I invite you to surrender your body to the sun and let the sun warm your body. And slowly, slowly, as your body gets warmer, you are becoming lighter and lighter, and you're starting to rise up towards the sun. Using the power of the sun ray, you continue to rise up. And while you are in mid-air, you are being converted into a bird. Notice what kind of bird you have become and if the bird is familiar or not. And pay attention to the details if you can. And I invite you to start flying from wherever you are around the world. And I will give you some time for flying. And pay attention as you fly if anybody joins you. Pay attention to the landscape. And Oregon is a state that is between California and Washington, and it has also access to the Pacific Ocean. Beloved Festival is a beautiful healing and love festival being held every year in August. This year's festival was on the sacred land of the Native American tribe of Siletz and was conducted with permission and honoring the stories of the land. The festival is a festival of music, healing workshop, mantras, storytelling, anything you can imagine that the soul would love and appreciate. In the middle of the forest, you'll see a stage, a big stage, and a like little hill where all the vendors are there, and you're going to see a beautiful big stage. I invite you to land there, and you're going to walk from there to our workshops. So the first workshop we will go to is a Taoist sound healing Qigong, and it will be guided by Ryan Powell. And I invite you to walk with me to the stage, and please walk with me silently, and we will slowly enter into the class, and we're going to position ourselves and get ready to participate in this workshop. For those of you who joined the Taoist Sound Healing Qigong with Ryan Powell, just be present and pay attention. He's highly descriptive, so you will be able to do most of the stuff just in listening to his descriptions. And if it's not clear for you, just do whatever you feel is right and whatever you called for and how you understood it. And by now, we have arrived to the Sound Healing Qigong meditation workshop with Ryan Powell. And I invite you to take a yoga mat from here on the side and a blanket. You won't need much of a blanket, but you're welcome to use a yoga mat. And I invite you to join the workshop. It is done in like a gazebo kind of place. It's open space. It's closed from one side, but it's open from three sides. And we will be attending it live, which means that there might be background noises from people walking by. I invite you to incorporate those noises into your journey rather than resist them and allow for everything to flow. Enjoy the workshop.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I'm super happy to be here to cultivate life with you to practice Qigong this morning. I'll try to enunciate. I don't have a mic, so I'll do my best. Just make that symbol if you need me to talk louder. So we're going to engage in a really wonderful practice this morning, and this is a practice that is considered to be the spiritual heart of the lineage that I carry from my teacher, Master Wu. And the lineage is called the Erme Zengong lineage. And Erme is the mountain, the root of the practice. And Zengong means the practice, the work of awakening. So whenever you hear gong, it means work. When you hear qigong, it means working with energy. Gong fu or kung fu means hard work. So when you see the kung fu masters, there's so much hard work behind that. You know, the idea is that we take action to create change. And that's how we make transformation in our life. You know, just thinking about transforming is one thing, but taking action to actually make the transformation, that's qigong. So qigong is working with the energy. It's taking, choosing to be here, choosing to move, to connect with the universal qi, to connect with nature, to make positive transformation in our bodies, in our hearts, in our spirits. So the practice we're going to do this morning is called the Cosmic Orbit Qigong. And the cosmic orbit refers to the circulation of energy in our body and how our life energy circulates within our body and how it connects with nature, the sun, moon, and stars, fire, water, and wind, with all beings. So the practice involves sound and movement and stillness. And this lineage comes from a very old, it's called the Wu tradition in China, which is the shamanic tradition in China. So we're going to start with a shaking practice, which is called the inner dancing and drumming of the heart. And when we're shaking, our feet are drumming on the earth. It's like our feet are the drumsticks, the earth is our drum. And we'll take a journey through our body as we're shaking and moving. And so this is a way to kind of bring that, the drumming and dancing rituals internal into our inner universe. So the shaking practice itself is a whole form and practice you can take with you, easy to remember and very powerful as a daily way to release old energy, to bring in the new life force, to kind of reset our system. You know, whenever an animal gets wounded or bit in nature, they'll go off and they'll shake their body. It's a way to release the trauma. So with our shaking practice, it's the same idea that we can kind of reset ourselves each day with this movement, with this shaking. Let out the old, bring in the new life energy. So it's a practice that leaves us very grounded, very rooted. That's the whole thing with Qigong, is like nothing special. Just be rooted here. And when we're rooted here in our Dantian, in our center, then it's like the whole universe is in the palms of our hand. There's a wonderful old saying that says, if you If you have the one, you have the 10,000 things. And if you lose the one, you're lost in the 10,000 things. So that's like beloved, right? We've all had that experience, like where we're really in the one, we're in our body, and it's like the 10,000 things are just dancing right here with us. And then maybe we have that time when we start to feel separate, scattered, maybe not so unified with everything. Seems to we kind of all go through waves of unity and separation. So it's that idea when we have the one, and the one in our body is this, it's our center, it's our Dantian. Dantian means the field of elixir, the field of medicine. So it's this space an inch and a half below the navel, our home within the body. That's my teacher's words, our home within the body. So to really get to know this area down below the navel as our root and our home. So this idea, we have the one, we have the 10,000 things, when our spirit is connected to this root in our body, then the whole universe is right here within us and right here in the palms of our hands. And we can open our eyes and we can move through our lives, but never lose this precious little cup of tea. Never spill the tea. But if we lose this, then our mind floats up and out and we get scattered in the 10,000 things. And then it feels harder to find our way home. Like, where is our home? We're not really sure. So our home is just one breath back into here. And that's the whole meaning of that transmission. Find our home in our body, plant ourselves there, and then we carry that home with us everywhere we go. And when we develop that home within us, then everyone feels at home around us because we're all connected. So there's a wonderful saying from the Tao Te Ching that he who holds the great symbol attracts all things to him, for in him they find peace, security, and happiness. Mm-hmm. So when we're at home in our own body, then we're kind of all at home together. So Qigong is a medicine practice. Sometimes it brings stuff up. Sometimes you might be shaking and you might start to get angry. Like, why is that person making such a loud sound next to me? What's happening is your liver is releasing. You know, anger is related to our liver. So if you're starting to feel these emotions, you know, if you're starting to feel irritated or angry, then your liver is active and there's some releasing going on. There's some healing. If you start to feel sad, then your lungs are opening, you're starting to release some grief. Mm. If you start to laugh, you know, your heart is being activated. Mm. If you feel worry, your spleen is being activated. Mm. So it's kind of self-diagnosis too. You can kind of tell what's going on, you know, on the deeper levels as you're going through the practice. What are you feeling? Just pay attention to that. Don't attach a story to it, but just pay attention to the feelings as you move through the practice. What's your spirit telling you? What's your body telling you? Because this is an opportunity to go deep into our inner universe and really communicate with our body-mind, our heart-mind, and our Shen, our spiritual nature. So I think we're going to get started with some shaking practice, and then we'll move into the form. And this is a wonderful form. It's considered the spiritual heart of our lineage because this form contains all of the mudras and mantras, all the sacred sounds and all of the mudras that are kind of the core of our Mei Qigong practice. So it's a really crystallized, potent form that has all of these sounds and mudras encoded into it. So I'm really honored to share this with you. Let's stand up and do it. We're going to start with our feet together and just stretch out a little bit so you have space to reach out your arms a little bit. There's plenty of room. We're going to start with our feet together, standing like a pine tree. So feel your toes a little gripping the earth. And bring the weight a little to the front of the feet. So you feel like there's no weight on the knees, no weight on the hips. It's like the two legs together are the trunk of your tree. You feel the roots moving from your feet down into the earth. The head upright. So imagine the hair at the top of your head gently lifting up, a little tucking in the chin. Shoulders down, arms relax. Fingers relax, straighten your fingers. So imagine your fingers reaching into the deep earth. Like you're touching the center of the earth. And relax your eyelids. So we drop the eyelids like window shades. Don't use force. There might be a small opening. Relax the eyelids and bring the spiritual lights back to the body. The spiritual lights are related to the eyes. The eyes are like lanterns of our shen, of our spiritual energy. So when our eyes are open all day, this light is shining outwards and our shen is flowing outwards from us. So the Tao is the reverse way, the returning way. So we imagine turning these lanterns around, looking inside of your physical body. So shining that light back inside. Looking within. Listen within. Next, gently close the mouth, close the teeth, and lift your tongue to touch the top tooth ridge just behind the front teeth. So just naturally lifting the tongue is good enough. And the teeth just lightly closed, no tension. Now closing the earthly door. And the earthly door is the perineum, the point right between the anus and genitals. So we gently lift that point, a little tucking in the lower belly. This is a way to hold your life energy. This is the point where we leak the majority of our life energy. So we learn to gently lift from that root, hold our life. You might feel a little bit more upright in your body when you do that gentle lift from the root. Now feel your body stretching, the lower half reaching into the deep earth, the upper half raising into the heavens, extending above and below as far as you can go. And now take a deep breath and hold your breath. Breathe out, imagine emptying yourself completely. Take another deep breath and open all the pores of your skin. Imagine the universal chi like sunlight surrounding your body, entering from all directions as you inhale. As you exhale, gathering, condensing the chi into your dantian or lower belly. So it feels like we're breathing with the entire skin, not just the lungs. Each time we inhale, think of that sunlight surrounding you, entering all of your pores, like you're merging with the chi. As you exhale, just kind of like all of that chi, like golden water, gathering down into a golden red sun in your lower dantian. This is called taking the best medicine in the world with every breath. Now step to the right, feet shoulder width apart. And extend your fingers deep into the earth, touching the deep earth. Slowly turn over your palms, palms facing heaven. Take a deep breath, raising the earthly chi to heaven. Keep your shoulders relaxed, and as the arms come up, lift your weight, standing on your toes. Stretch. You feel your fingers touching the heavens. And imagine taking a chi shower, like a waterfall from the sky, washing through your body. As you open your joints, stretch. Take another deep breath. Hold your breath and descend, kind of like a spring compressing. Just go as low as you can. Jump and release. Start shaking your body. So now focus on your dantian, your lower belly. Imagine the golden red sun bouncing in your lower belly. Close your eyes. Find your own shaking rhythm. Find your own dancing rhythm. Shaking your dantian, shaking your body. We use a special sound here with the shaking. It's the Hung mantra. So the word is H-E-N-G. We make the sound with the mouth and teeth closed. So it sounds like you take a deep breath, breathing the sunlight through your pores, and dancing the qi in your dantian. Shaking your body. Now move your mind to your skin, shaking all the skin on your body. The Hung breath can be louder, it can be softer, just listen to your body. Shaking your skin. Just thinking about the skin is good enough. Still breathing the chi like sunlight into your body, into your skin. Dancing the chi in your dantian with the Hung breath. Try shifting your weight from side to side. Remember, your feet are the drumsticks, the earth is the drum. Have that feeling. Muscles, shaking all the muscles in your body. Just thinking of the muscles is good enough. The tongue is the tip of the muscles. Shaking the tongue, allow any sound to emerge. Into your tendons, shaking your tendons. Pay special attention to the fingernails and toenails. The nails are the tips of the tendons. Shaking your tendons. Now into your blood, shaking all the blood in your body. Thinking about your blood is good enough. Shaking the red blood cells. Shaking the white blood cells. Shaking the platelets. Still breathing the chi like sunlight into your body, into your blood. Dancing the chi in your dantian for hunger. Move your mind to all of the fluids in your body, shaking all of the waters within you. Moving your mind into your ligaments and the deep layer connective tissues. Just thinking about it's good enough. Now move your mind into your bones, shaking all the bones in your body. Thinking about your bones is good enough. So clicking the teeth together helps to strengthen the teeth and strengthen the bones. So try to click the front and back at the same time. Now move your mind into your bone marrow. Bone marrow is the deepest layer of the physical body. Shaking your body, shaking your bone marrow. As a star traveling through the dark sky, star traveling through the cosmos. Now move your mind back to your dantian, back to that golden red sun bouncing in the lower belly, shaking your dantian, shaking your body. We'll do one more minute of freestyle shaking. Any movements, any sounds you wish to make? Thank you. Vibration more and more internal. Feel that shaking vibration, but it's coming in more and more internal. And come to a stop. Focus on your dantian. Feet shoulder width apart, shoulders down, arms relax, fingers straight. Adjust your breathing to be slow, smooth, deep and even. Allow each breath to be related to your dantian. Close your eyes, looking within. Listen within. Observe your inner landscape with your inner eyes. Feel the tingling, feel the heat, heaviness, lightness. Just observe. The state of Neguan, or inner observation. This moment just after the shaking is a sacred moment. You can connect more deeply with your chi body. When the physical movement stops, maybe you still feel movement in your energetic layer. Just observe. Imagine you're standing within the golden red sun. As you inhale, the universal chi like sunlight enters all the pores of your skin. Exhale, condense the sunlight, condense the chi into your lower belly. Next, we'll begin the cosmic orbit qigong. So come into a horse stance, a little bit wider than shoulder width, feet parallel, toes a little gripping the floor. A little bit bent knees, and a little tuck in the tailbone. You feel like your knees are open, like you have a sphere here in the legs. So you don't want the knees to collapse in, but have a little bit outward stretching. We're going to work with our first mudra, the pure yang mudra. So the little finger, middle finger, and thumb lightly touch at the tips. The index and ring fingers are open. And you hold this mudra down at the lower dantian. So down below the navel. And imagine both hands holding the golden red sun in your dantian. As you inhale, the sunlight enters the pores of your skin. Exhale, gather the chi into the dantian. This is a mudra that nourishes the true fire within us, the true pure yang, spiritual energy. So we could think of it as feeding our light body, feeding our spiritual self, while nourishing the physical self. When your mind wanders, just come back to the breathing. Breathing in the sunlight through the pores of your skin, condensing into the dantian. When we're really present with this breath, there's no room for the wandering mind. We say the 10,000 thoughts become one thought. The one thought is sunlight surrounding my body, entering the pores of my skin, and gathering into my center. We're going to start with 9 Hung breaths into the Dantian. So Hung is that same mantra from the beginning, the mouth and teeth closed. This is a very powerful sound. It condenses and drops the energy from our head center down to our core. So it's the quickest way to get out of our head to drop back into the center, the foundation. So we're going to do 9 breaths, breathing in the Hung breath, condensing into the Dantian. Let's take a deep breath. And after your 9th breath, we release the mudra. Palms touching the earth. Bring the palms out. Feel your palms connecting with the deep earth through a yellow colored light. You can just imagine this light from your palms sinking down into the center of the earth. You're held by the earth energy, Mother Earth supporting. Let go of any worries. The earth has your back, and we have hers. So for this form, we're going to have 6 different sounds, 3 yin sounds, which are internal, quiet, and 3 yang sounds, which are external, vocalized. So we're going to start with the yin sound, and bring your mind into your spleen and stomach. The spleen kind of lies in the center, just above the stomach area. If you're not sure, just thinking about it's good enough. As you inhale, imagine yellow-colored qi entering your spleen and stomach. And exhale with the hu breath. So the sound is hu, but we're not making a voice, we're just breathing it out. As you breathe in, the yellow qi enters the spleen and stomach. Breathe out with the hu breath, releasing the old energy. So you can imagine a slightly darkened light leaving if you'd like. Releasing any worries. Just follow your natural breathing rhythm. More breaths. We'll do one more breath together, and this time we're going to hold our breath in the spleen for as long as you can, and then you breathe out with that hu breath one more time. So take a deep breath. Hold your breath in the spleen, hold your mind in the spleen, feel that yellow light building. When you're ready, breathe out, releasing the old energy. Now slowly move your arms to the sides, shoulders down, shoulders relaxed, and extend your fingers far away. Imagine touching the end of the universe. And connect with the four direction energy. Left, right, up, down. See yourself in the center of the mandala. Left, right, up, and down. Now we continue the movement. So palms circling around behind you. Imagine you're gathering the universal chi like sunlight into your palms and fingers. Circle around under the armpits, palms facing heaven. Bring your mind into your liver. Just thinking of the liver is good enough on the right side here, large organ. And we're going to breathe with the sound shu this time, subvocal, like shoo fly. So you can follow me for the movement. Take a deep breath in and imagine the green new life energy entering your liver. You breathe out, the arms come forward. Circle around. Breathe in the new life energy, the green light entering your liver. Breathe out, releasing the old energy, so releasing frustration, anger. Let it go. Even a little quieter with that breath. You want it to be really quiet so you almost can't even hear it yourself. Yeah, the yin sounds are very subtle. Cleansing the liver. Makes the liver spirit very happy. A few more breaths for the liver. Do one more deep breath. Now we form the Yang Union Mudra. So here the little finger and ring finger point to heaven. The other three fingers extend out into the universe, held right in front of your center of your chest. Shoulders relax. And now we're going to tone the Hong sound, H-O-N-G. This is a sound that helps us connect with the universe, connect with the Tao, and to build compassion. Mm. So as we sound the Hong, we're going to move forward. So let's take a deep breath. Follow me for the movement. So pressing through the palms, fingers pointing in. One more time with Hong. Deep breath. Next, opening the lungs and heart with the ha sound. So we're going to open our arms to the sides, kind of feeling like our arms are attached by a rubber band, stretching. And feel the body filling with white colored chi. Take a deep breath. Ha. Fingers pointing to the kidneys now. So we're directing that chi right into the kidneys and the lower back. And we use the sound hi hey with the mouth and teeth closed. So it sounds like hi hey. And with that sound, we're making a little bit of a turtle back. So a little tuck in the tailbone, tuck in your chest. Helps us store that life energy in the kidneys. The kidneys are the root of our life. Nourishing the kidneys helps to build a long, strong life. Now, rotate under the armpits. The palms come up just behind the ears. The next movement, we're going to take a deep bow to the universe as the palms come forward. This is called raising chi to nourish the brain. So we're using a sound ng here, E-N-G, with the mouth and teeth closed. And the teeth are kind of buzzing, so it sounds like ng. Let's try it with the movement. The feeling here is that we're channeling the chi up the back of the spine, raising up to nourish the brain. Okay, so let's take a deep breath. Upper body, one vertebrae at a time. Shoulders down, relax. Fingers touching the heavens. Next, penetrating chi to heaven with the wung sound. And here we feel the heavenly gate at the top of the head opening. And our chi connecting with the sun, moon, and stars. So we feel this vibration up through the arms, through the top of the head, connecting with the sun, moon, and stars. And the sound is wung. So let's take a deep breath. Imagine gathering the heavenly chi and purify your body with heavenly dew. So imagine the light from your palms and fingers flowing into every cell of your body, nourishing every cell, like pouring liquid wisdom into the cells of your body. Shoulders relax. Purify your body with heavenly dew. Take a deep breath. With a hung breath, descend. We make the silver light mudra. So the hands come together, the navel right in the center. So the thumbs touching, the index fingers touching. And think about the full moon shining in your navel. Feel that moonlight illuminating your body. Pure yin essence, the nourishment of moonlight. And just breathe here for a little while with that moon. Whole body bright with the moonlight. Closing your eyes, looking within. Now we form the Taiji Mudra over the lower Dantian. So the Taiji Mudra, this is called the Tiger's Mouth. Connect the Tiger's Mouth. The hands come together, tucked right into your lower Dantian. So for males, the left hand is underneath. For females, the right hand is underneath. And just think of the golden red sun shining in your Dantian. Whole body bright with the sunlight. As you breathe in, imagine the chi-like sunlight entering all the pores of your skin. Condense the chi in your lower dantian as you exhale. Release the mudra. Bring your palms facing straight ahead, shoulders down. Just close your eyes and connect with the group energy. And just observe through your hands, through your heart. And I'll invite the lineage chi to be present to support our future cultivation, to support our present moment. So just observe through your hands and heart. Over your palms, palms facing heaven. Bring the right leg together with left, gathering the universal chi, knees a little bent. Breathe out. Gather into your dantian. The Taiji Mudra again. Now we'll sit down for the closing, the harvesting, the chi practice. Let's have a seat, please. So with the Taiji Mudra again, sitting with the back stable, shoulders down. Focus on your Dantian. We'll try one time holding breath practice. Holding breath is a very powerful internal alchemy practice for refining our true fire. We'll try just one time. So we're going to take a deep breath together, breathing that sunlight through the pores. And then hold your breath. Imagine holding the fire in your Dantian. Hold the breath for as long as you can until you naturally need to breathe out. And as you breathe out, lifting the perineum, still holding that fire in your Dantian. And after the one breath, just breathe as normal. So let's exhale completely. Take a deep breath and hold. Okay, release the mudra for the closing. Harvesting the chi. So this is the closing ritual, the closing practice to help seal the energetic work we've just done. Bring palms together over your head. Breathe out, palms come down to the heart. Take a deep breath. Hold your breath, rubbing your palms, and imagine rubbing fire between your two palms. Breathe out slowly, still rubbing the fire. And then swallow the chi from your palm, males from the left, females from the right. You just draw the chi into your mouth, swallow it to your dantian. Swallow it down. Bring your palms over your eyes, nourishing your eyes, your spirit, your brain, with the chi from your palms. And rotate the eyeballs 9 times in each direction. Next, washing the face. With the middle finger, massage the fragrance point at the base of each nostril. Take a deep breath. The fingers slide up to your forehead and breathe out, gently washing your face with your palms with the hung breath. Very special healing for the sinuses. If you ever have sinus issues, do this every day, 24 times a day. One more breath. Next, combing the hair. So tilt your head forward, comb your hair with your fingertips. As you inhale, the head comes back. As you exhale, forward. Not only combing the hair, but combing the brain, combing the head. One more breath. Next, rubbing the ears with your palms 36 times. Then playing the heavenly drum. So with the index finger over the middle finger, make a snapping motion. And we're going to cover the ears completely and drum on the back of our head 24 times. Popping the ears, so press in with your palms, take a deep breath, breathe out, release, kind of like plunging the brain. 9 times. After your 9th time, make the Taiji Mudra again. Clicking the teeth 36 times to strengthen the teeth and the kidneys. Rotate your tongue over the outside of the teeth 9 times in each direction, inside of the teeth 9 times in each direction. With this, we're gathering the saliva into our mouth. The saliva is known as the longevity wine. It contains a very healing essence after our cultivation. Rinse your mouth with your saliva. And divide your saliva into 3 pieces and swallow 3 times down to your dantian. Just like you're sipping tea at the tea table. That water merging with the fire of the dantian. Focus on your dantian. You can imagine the golden pearl shining in your dantian. The pearl that contains all of the beauty and power of nature stored safely within you for your cultivation, for your healing work, for your art, for your family, for your community, for all beings. And release. release the mudra. Thank you. Thank you all so much for coming to practice.
So the Soul Healing Journey group, I invite you to come meet me outside of the gazebo of the workshop area. Right outside the workshop, there's a little mountain with grass. I invite all of you to just go and lie down there and surrender to the sun and let the sun warm your body. And as you get warmer, you're starting to rise up to the much surprise of the people around you. And in midair, you are being converted into a bird. And start flying back to your home. And I will give you some time. And as you fly back, I invite you to reflect on your journey and what was present to you. And if you received any messages or guidance, and remember, all interpretation should be from the world of healing and love. And if you would like to explore more, you are invited to search on the internet for Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, and you're welcome to join his workshops around the world or in the United States. And by now, you have arrived and landed in your place. You convert yourself back to human. Go back into your house, unpack your little bag that you packed for the journey, and notice if anything entered there without your knowledge or permission. And if something did, be present to the gift of healing and love that this will bring to you. And I invite you to position yourself back on the chair, on the sofa, or on the bed where you started the journey. And I invite you to take a deep breath. And slowly, as you let go of the air, start bringing more consciousness into your body by wiggling your toes. And I invite you to take another deep breath. And as you take that breath, slowly let go of the air and continue to raise your awakening state and bring energy all the way up to your arms, and slowly start shaking your arms and stretching them. And on the next deep breath, as you let go of the air, bring more awakening consciousness into your head and slowly start rotating your head from side to side. And on the next deep breath, as you let go of the air, I invite you to stretch your body and let the energy of love flow in your body and bring a beautiful smile on your face. And be ready to start your day or your night, however you are. And I want to thank you for joining Soul Healing Journey around the world. My name is Yaron Halevi. I would love to hear your feedback and your experiences if you wish so. If you would like, you are welcome to like my work on soulhealingjourneying.com or on my Facebook page, Soul Healing Journeying. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for supporting my work. And now you are invited to open your eyes and be present to your room. And if you would like, you can also document your journey so you can be present later for those experiences. And goodbye until next time. And you're welcome to check all my other work on my podcast. Bye-bye.